So to fill in the Mono Amigos on the current status of our application to the Amazing Race Canada,
I received
an email from the production company that is putting on the Amazing Race Canada, and I got all excited, and the email said, let us know if we can contact you regarding future programs or events that I can't remember the company is putting on. And so I responded and said, yes, you can send me emails as long as the next email that I receive from you is an email letting myself and my partner know that we have been accepted as contestants on the Amazing Race Canada.
Yeah.
And I sent that off.
I enjoyed that. There's further.
I subsequently got another email from the same organization. The email said, are you excited for Top Chef Canada? I will be responding in turn and in kind and saying, no, I am not in fact excited for Top Chef Canada. I'm excited for your response to tell me
nice.
My partner and I have been accepted as contestants for the Amazing Race Canada. If your next email does not say this, then you can take me off of your emailing list.
Oh, wow.
You're
putting the demand down.
I am putting my foot down. I'm throwing down the gauntlet.
Foot down.
And the demand. I'm throwing the demand down.
And putting your foot down on the demand.
And demanding that other people put their feet down about us being contestants on the Amazing Race Canada.
Like, I don't even
And
know.
Not Hal Johnson and Joanne McLeod.
Yeah.
They have their own vitamins, you know. Why, if they're big enough to have their own vitamins, do they need to be on the Amazing Race Canada?
I know.
If they want to go on the Amazing Race Canada to promote health and well-being, guess what? You can't pick a couple of guys who are the picture of health and well-being.
That's right.
That you and I are, DJ Ad-Rock and DJ Steel.
And I don't know if they know the selectors, but our YouTube thing got like 150 hits.
Yeah, and I know that they can't see this, but I've got a bag of very nutritious sandwiches that I will be eating while music is playing.
Wow, see?
Very nutritious.
I'm going to take a picture and post it.
You should.
I will.
I'm thinking, also, I don't know if you saw my tweet after the Frightened Rabbit show.
I did, something about a unicorn?
Yeah, so I think we should also take a picture and get like some sort of hospital gown. I'll be in a hospital gown because I have got a stuffed unicorn at home. And then you can be the doctor delivering the unicorn and we will post that picture and send it to Frightened Rabbit and say, this could happen if you grant us an interview.
All right. All right.
Hey, do you think that's an amazing idea, DJ Steel?
Yeah. I was thinking about the unicorn, and do you know what the stick on its head does?
It's magical.
Yeah, but what does it do?
First of all...
Can it do anything?
First of all, it provides protection from predators.
Yeah.
Secondly, it's magical and magic comes out of it, and...
What type of magic can a unicorn do? Any magic?
Any magic.
Wow.
A unicorn is a magical beast. It can do whatever the hell it wants to do.
But see, I've never seen a unicorn do magic.
Really?
I don't know.
Really?
Now, because I was thinking about it, and I was thinking...
You've never seen a unicorn do magic?
No.
Come on.
Like, on anything. And I was thinking, so suppose the unicorn stick... can't do anything.
It's a horn.
Okay, the
corn horn
can't do anything. Would that mean a Pegasus is higher up than a unicorn?
That's a great question.
Because a Pegasus is a horse that can fly.
That's correct. But a unicorn, if the horn can do magic,
then
can
the unicorn's higher
use its
up.
Magic to fly.
Wow.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Try to wrap your head around that.
Well then, now...
Right now your head is spinning like a top.
what would be the point of being a pegacorn bee if you could already use your magic to fly? Or then you
could
multitask.
You could be a pegacorn.
You could fly and do your magic for something else.
That's right. Well, wow. You could use the magic to give yourself wings and then fly and...
I gotta look this up. I don't know if a unicorn can do all this.
Yeah, feel free. Feel free to look that up. You'll be surprised at what you'll find.
What? I googled unicorn stick powers.
Yes, unicorn stick powers.
And I get this. Stick a N-word like a unicorn. We had to tear this mother effa up.
What the hell?
It's probably not called...
It's some sort of... It's a song.
Yeah. Yeah. Unicorn... Wikipedia.
There you go. Yeah, look it up, the Unicorn Wiki. Yeah, here we go. A white horse with a large pointed spiraling horn.
Projected from its forehead. And sometimes a goat's beard. And cloven hooves.
Its horn was said to have the power to render poisoned water potable and to heal sickness. If that's not magic, I don't know what is.
Yeah, but that's not any magic.
Yeah, but it can.
You know what? I'm going to go into the unicorn.
Nice! For those who are listening, that was not an intended... That was not a long, drawn-out segue into a song. That was just our stream of consciousness conversation.
Let's do, also, I Was Born a Unicorn.
Nice.
All right.
By the unicorns.
On Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono.
Very compelling.
So, you think that a unicorn is on a higher level than a Pegasus?
Would you say that, DJ Savior?
No, I think it's like the Pegasus has wings, so they're not given those same kind of powers. They can fly, But a unicorn, just a regular unicorn, can use it to transport itself through time and space and dreams if it wants to. It rips a, what is that, a portal. We'll call it a portal.
Sure,
a
that works.
A rift in the space-time continuum.
I like that, rift. Yeah. But also, DJ Bloody Mary said
they're violent,
that they use their horns to murder people.
In some dimensions, they are known as great destroyers of worlds.
Yeah, that is amazing.
That is true. They burn everything in their wake. Their tails become flames. They take on different forms, mostly in the shape of a horned horse. But
wow! Yeah. And can they use their horn to fly?
I don't think so. They can fly like through space, but they can't like fly.
They can't physically fly.
They can't physically fly. Yes.
Can't do that. So Pegasus, if it wanted to get away, could fly away.
But
yes.
what I was saying is that the unicorn can use its magical horn to grant itself the ability of flight.
You know, that's a theory I've heard. Yes, that is true.
Heard that?
Yes, I've heard many.
How are you going to destroy a world if you can't fly?
Well, you use the power of your horn. You know, like you said, like you can just, like I said, they can change different forms. Who knows, like a giant transformer horse going through and just running you down, or who knows what other dimensions hold.
And is it invincible? Like if they were to stab a lightsaber?
No, I've eaten unicorn before. They are not invincible.
No, but the horn.
The horn itself is a great delicacy, and it's also an aphrodisiac. It's also an aphrodisiac when shaved down.
I was gonna say when you grind it down.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
And you use it in apothecary class.
Your mortar and pestle. There, we're getting technical.
That's right. I don't even know what we're saying anymore.
It means you can take a unicorn's horn and grind it down and use it as an ingredient for developing serums, potions, promises.
Interdimensional Viagra.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like a reduction sauce.
Sure.
Yes.
More like a...
No, you can make delicious reduction sauces to make a nice duck confit with unicorn horn.
All right,
this is where we arrived.
Yes,
we have it.
All right, well, thank you for your opinions, DJ Savior, DJ Bloody Mary. We appreciate it.
Not always, but you know,
today they're here. Today.
In spirit, you're always here. You know what? You guys are always right here.
We get and see now
right here. I'm pointing to my heart.